Welcome to the Sisters Like Us podcast. I'm Lakin, and I'm 30-something.
I'm Allie, and I'm 20-something. Join us each week as we talk about anything
and everything. So grab a glass of wine
or a bottle, and let's drink about it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
To episode 67 of the Sisters Like Us podcast. We are just drinking water today.
Just water.
It is the Sunday of 4th of July weekend, and it has been quite the weekend. Yeah. So we definitely needed to just hydrate today.
Yeah.
Between the alcohol and the sun from the last, really, 3 days, really.
Yeah.
So maybe we start with like a recap.
Sure. Would you like to go first?
I was about to start with Thursday, but I realized we weren't together on Thursday.
Yeah.
We did separate things. So Thursday during the day, we had the boat. And Lindsay's parents came on the boat, and so we made the most of the day and left like pretty early and stayed like until the very end. And so it was just, and it was warm. It was like a really warm day. But as always, it was a good time. We got to swim. And when we talked about the boat on last week's episode, we mentioned Lila getting in the water, like in her floaty thing, because we didn't take the lily pad out that day. And so if you don't know what a lily pad is, it's essentially like a big giant rectangle floaty that rolls up. And so then you theoretically roll it out onto the water, but it never stays flat.
I find it so stupid.
I think there is probably a better way for it to function.
Or like, yeah, I don't know. It just, it seems like such a pain every time.
It really does. And like, you can't get on it without getting wet. And when the water's cold and you're not like immediately jumping in, you don't necessarily want to get soaked or whatever. But anyway, Lila loved it. She was like out there playing on it. Like, it was just, she was having a blast. So that was really fun. But then of course we came home and we were just all exhausted. So we just like vegged on the couch Thursday evening. Your Thursday was almost the opposite because you worked. Did you work Thursday during the day? I assume that's why you weren't on the boat.
Oh, right. Yes. I worked Thursday, and then I ended up going out in Wrigleyville, but we were, like, going to try to go to the game, but we were waiting for the tickets to drop, and I was like, well, I'm not paying, even if they do drop, I'm not paying $80 to go sit at the Cubs game in the heat with thousands of other people and pay $20 for a drink. Like, I'm not doing that.
That's true, yeah.
So we, like, ultimately decided not to, and we just kind of stayed in Wrigley and kind of like bar hopped a little, but it's just so crazy out there.
Yeah,
always.
It is.
So,
what day was it that I was trying to get somewhere in an Uber and forgot there was a game and like
it was, yeah, they like close off all of the streets, like
yeah. And then Friday, the 4th of July, we hung out a little bit in the morning, just chilling.
Oh, yeah.
And then we ended up going, Sam has a, it's actually kind of crazy. So Sam has a fraternity brother. So they met at Texas in however many years ago. And then he also lived in New York when we lived in New York. And he is part of the reason that Sam and I met. So his fraternity brother worked at a marketing agency with my sorority sister. So the event that Sam and I went to where we met, our groups combined because of this guy, essentially. And so we hung out a good bit when they lived in New York, but then him and his boyfriend moved to California because his boyfriend was going to grad school at UCLA. Mm-hmm. And it was maybe like a year or two before we left New York. They left for California. And to be honest, we didn't really see them or talk to them a ton when they were out there. Like, it was just kind of, we were in different places and we just didn't really keep in touch as much. I mean, Sam and JT did a little bit, but, and then they decided they wanted to move here, which is the freaking best. I like, they texted Sam and said, hey, we're going to be in town. Do you want to get breakfast? Not brunch, which I thought was funny. Cause honestly, with a little kid, I am always down for like a 9:30 option as opposed to like an 11. But anyway. And so when we met them for breakfast, they were like, yeah, we're apartment hunting. And we were like, what? You're what? So that was back in like May, maybe. So anyway, now they live here. And so we went up to see their new apartment. They live up in Rogers Park, which is kind of like the northernmost neighborhood while you're still technically in Chicago before you hit the burbs. But it's like all the way up, but you get way more for your money, obviously, when you're up there. And they live like a 3-minute walk to the beach. So it was so nice because we just like dropped our stuff off and then walked over to the beach, and we were able to like, Lila had so much fun like playing in the sand and collecting rocks and like, but it was just so nice because we knew home, like you're getting back to a place was so close that we were, yeah, I don't know. I feel like the reason we don't trek to the beach often is because it is a trek. Yeah. And so you feel like you have to take all your shit and you have to be there for a couple of hours and make the most of it and all these things. And I didn't feel that pressure when it's 3 minutes away. So that was really nice. And then they grilled out and it was really kind of a really chill.
That's super nice.
4th of July, yeah.
It's really nice.
Kind of the opposite of your experience. It was like mine was 5 humans and very chill.
Yeah. So I went to Recess, which is this bar like over in West Loop, and it's just gigantic. And so it's just like a, it was just so many people. And they had like 20 DJs like going like at different time slots. And there was like 2 DJs always at one time.
Okay.
And then they had one room with like big inflatables, like, you know, like the obstacle course one or the jousting or whatever.
Did you do any of that?
No.
Oh.
But they still made me sign a waiver to go into that room. And I was like,
I mean, fair.
Okay. And yeah, I mean, it was fun for sure, but it was crazy
and expensive. Like, she bought a ticket just to get into this party, but it did not come with literally anything.
Yeah.
Including
and,
water.
Yeah, and water was also not free, which Recess is illegal. So,
it is illegal.
But overall, it was fun. I ended up going home by like 9 and ordering Mexican food and just going to bed, watched Love Island and took a shower and just...
Yeah, but you started at like 2, so...
Yeah.
That's not like going to bed at 9. It's like, it was still a big day.
Yeah, but I could have stayed out and gone out and stayed out, so...
But then you would have definitely regretted that yesterday because we had the boat again yesterday.
Yeah.
And
I was completely fine yesterday.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah, because when last summer, there was, I don't know if y'all remember, because I'm sure we talked about it on the pod, the one time that we were incredibly hungover on the boat, and it was literally probably one of the worst moments of my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really...
It was rough.
It was really rough. Yeah, she was so fun, though. Like, we were just, like, swimming and...
Drinking. Well, we basically decided we didn't want to try to deal with driving around with any of the crazies. 4th of July weekend is definitely one of those weekends where everybody wants to be on a boat and everybody thinks that they can drive a boat. And so we just figured it would be safer and a little less crazy to just like plop the boat in the playpen and swim. And of course, mom packs way more than she could possibly need.
Yeah.
I feel like most people on the boat drink beer and seltzers, right? That's like the easiest, especially nowadays that there are so many seltzers that mom has discovered that aren't seltzers, that don't have bubbles for me, that are delicious. And I'm like going through the bags looking for, I don't remember what I was looking for. And I unzip a bag and it's got 3 bottles of white wine.
Oh no, there was 4.
Oh my God.
Because I unloaded everything.
Okay, there were 4 bottles of wine. I'm like, who are these for?
Yeah.
Who was switching? I know she eventually switched to wine, but like 4. Who was drinking 4 bottles of wine on that boat yesterday?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, imagine if she, like, brought liquor.
Yeah, that would be chaos. I mean, we would die.
Yeah.
That would be really bad.
Yeah.
The seltzers are enough, especially the, like, 7% ones.
Yeah, agreed.
So, but mom also brings, like, an entire spread of food on the boat. So as long as you, like, keep snacking and... I think the hardest part is I forget to drink as much water.
Yeah. I try to drink a lot of water. I like get nervous about not drinking enough.
But then I don't want to have to use the bathroom on the boat. Because I think it's... I just don't like climbing down there.
That's valid. I just jump in the lake.
Well, yeah, that is an option. Yeah, you just pee in the lake. Pee with the fishies.
Yeah.
But it was a really good boat day.
Basically just water.
No, it's fine. I'm not judging you for that. Yeah. I definitely do that too. I just like, but then it's cold, so if I don't want to
get in the lake
and then, yeah.
Well, when it's 90 degrees, I want to get in the lake. Well, yeah. And I was, like, jumping off the... Parker and I were, like, jumping off the
front. Yeah, his friend, like, did a front flip.
Yeah, we were, like... I was, like... Mark was so chill. Like, usually I feel like he would be, like, what? Like, no.
Don't do that.
But I was, like, doing all sorts of shit.
Oh, well, speaking of Mark being chill, Mark never gets in the water, ever. And part of it... Mark also doesn't drink because he's, like, I'm captain. I mean, he really could drink. At least have, like, a beer if he wanted to. But he, like, doesn't drink. Yeah. He doesn't get in the water. He, like, stays in his little captain's chair, basically. Like, unless he gets off to make a sandwich, he, like, stays in his little captain's chair. Well, yesterday, he decided to get himself on the lily pad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He got on the lily pad, which is crazy because he doesn't even get in, like, the pool.
No, he doesn't like, being immersed in water.
That there's germs in.
Well, yeah, it's really a germ thing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But anyway, it was really good. It was a really good day.
Yeah. And then... Impromptu went to dinner, and then...
Well, yeah, so impromptu after the boat, Allie... I know we have talked about it before, but Allie is a regular at the Redhead Piano Bar here in Chicago, especially for her man, Dario, and...
Not my man, but you know what I mean.
That's not what I meant. I meant, like, he's your favorite piano man. Your right. Piano man, Dario.
Yeah.
Hi, Dario. We know you're listening.
Dario!
And he typically plays the midnight show on Saturday nights. And that is way too late for me. And so she always, like, every time she would try to get us to go at, like, for the midnight show, like, it's not, yeah, it's literally not
happening. I can't even do it anymore.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know if it was, like, February or March, you realized or he reminded you that he plays the early show, the 8 p.m. show, the first Saturday of the month. Mm-hmm. And so we were like, great, done. And then I think in March you had something. And then April was the wedding shower. May was the bachelor party. And June was the wedding.
Yeah.
And so yesterday we're sitting on the boat and Allie goes, Dario's the early show. Mm-hmm. And everybody just kind of looks at each other. Because some days when we get home from the boat, we're just like toast. Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Allie is definitely sunburned. Toasted from the sun. Like, just all, you know, just not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like everybody kind of paced themselves yesterday. So everybody was kind of like, oh, yeah, I guess, you know, we can make it out.
Yeah.
And so we went to dinner. And then we went to see Dario.
Yeah. And it was so fun.
Always a good time.
So much fun.
So much fun.
Yeah. Overall, just a really wholesome, good weekend.
Yeah. But we definitely needed hydration today instead of any kind of alcohol.
So, yeah, I fear.
I imagine Allie's about to crawl on this couch and take a nap when we're done here. It's the middle of the day. Lila's napping.
It's very, very likely.
Yeah. Yes. So.
If you guys are upstairs doing your hair.
Yeah, Mom's going to come back and dye my hair during the second half of her nap. So.
Yeah. Well, I brought my junk journal.
Okay. To do what? Whoa! If you're not watching on YouTube, y'all, she's...
Well, because people have asked to see it.
Are you going to... How are you going to do this, though?
Well, I was just going to... I don't know.
I feel like if we're going to do that, you need to actually do, like, a top-down setup.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Have you ever seen it?
No, not in person. You've sent pictures of it.
Yeah, so I have...
Wow.
Like this was the...
Bachelorette.
Yeah. And my birthday.
Wow.
And the wedding.
No, that's so cute. Oh my God. Okay, so speaking of the wedding. So at Andrew and Lindsay's wedding, they had these drink sticks at the bar that had L and A on them. And I kept joking that they stood for Lake in an Alley. And...
Wait, you talked about this already.
I did?
Yeah, I think so. I think we talked about this.
Well, and so I told Allie we needed to take a bunch for the podcast. And I forgot. She grabbed two. Well, Lindsay told me she has them all.
Well, yeah.
So we're just going to take them.
Yeah.
I didn't think Lindsay would have... I thought she would have just, like, thrown them out.
Or,
yeah, like, why would she have kept them all?
Yeah. But, I have this page too for my birthday.
Cute.
So, yeah, it's very fun. Sometimes I just don't really have anything to put in the pages. so it just...
It's chunky.
It's chunky. This is a shower. Oh, fuck. Yeah, and things just fall out because...
Well, you don't have it. You need to secure it a little bit better.
Well, the point is for it to be kind of, like, crazy.
Yeah, but not for things to be falling out crazy.
That's, like, for my tattoo.
Oh.
I think it's time, though. I need to get a new one. But I don't know how people, like, fill it out. Like, I think I was supposed to, like, every page, like, stick it together.
I could see people doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But then, like, this is, like...
Well, yeah, how far did you get? You could do it for just, like, the first half of the year.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So
that's
cute.
Her.
Wow. She's chunky.
She's very chunky.
Chunky, chunky.
But maybe I'll, we have to post something, so maybe I'll do that.
A little flip through?
Yeah.
I have a, like, attachment for the stand.
I have my tripod.
Oh.
So I can do it.
Because she's an influencer, y'all.
Yeah. Obviously.
Who yesterday was like, oh, are you an influencer? And I was like, oh my god.
800 followers, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, 800 people. In other news, I finished that fucking book.
Yay! She did it!
I did exactly what Lincoln told me to do. I took myself to breakfast the next day, and then I went on a walk. I've discovered I can walk and Kindle.
Oh, nice.
So, especially if I go on, like, routes that I know where I'm
sure,
going.
Sure, sure, sure.
It's very easy for me to have my Kindle in my hand and go on a walk. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, so I can accomplish reading and my steps? That's outrageous.
It's amazing.
Oh, speaking of my steps, I didn't look.
For your goals this week?
I did so good the first day and then just, like, shit the rest of the days.
Yeah, I'm not sure you're going to hit it this week.
Well, no. Not.
No, that's okay. That's all right. This week was kind of a wash for me, too, goals-wise. It was kind of rough. But started out strong and then... It just, you heard all the things we were doing. We were just doing so many things and I got distracted, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so did you start a new book?
Yeah, so I started Every Summer After.
Okay. No idea. Is it good?
If so far, it's fine, yeah. You know, just a little summer read. Yeah. I did really, like, rewind it back, though. Like, once I, like, dwelled into it.
Good.
I did really, really like it, so.
I am really still not reading anything. I'm still trying to get into the Paris apartment, and that's it.
Like, yeah.
I have not. There's just been so much going on, and, like...
Yeah, just, like, life.
Life. I just haven't really had time to read anything.
Okay, so... Dancing with Guys,
it's so hard, because this was announced on, like, Wednesday, and Allie and I, like, every time we see each other, just kind of, like... look at each other like we can't actually talk about this.
Yeah.
So first off, Allie totally called it that somebody, you called that somebody from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives was going to be on Dancing with the Stars.
And it makes sense that it's them. The fact that it's both of them, the fact that Jen just had a child and then is just going to like go on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel like let's tackle them separately. First off, the fact that there's two is kind of crazy to me. They're taking up two women's slots with the same show. I understand that they're a big deal.
Yeah.
But it does seem kind of crazy. But what I think it comes down to is if they had just... I think Whitney is a better pick from a skill standpoint. Like, she actually danced. Mm-hmm. But if they just picked Whitney, people would be pissed because they'd be like, oh my god, you picked the villain, whatever. Mm-hmm. And if they just picked Jen, people would be like, oh, poor Whitney, but she's actually good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Whitney was, like, so pissed.
She was,
and
yeah.
Then she was like, oh, I'm so happy.
So, yeah. So, Whitney, I think, will actually do really well.
I think Jen will do well.
I think Jen will do well, too, except for the thing you just said. She literally, last week, like, the last week of June, had a baby, which means, I mean, they're going to start recording probably in 2 months. You get approved to work out at 6 weeks. She can't do any kind of physical activity for the next 6 weeks. And then she's just going to, like, train every day for Dancing with the Stars. Now, I am always so impressed when I think about the actual stars bounce back, like Daniela and Jenna. Okay, but they do this for a living, right?
Yeah.
Their bodies knew how to dance and knew how to look that amazing, and then they had a baby. Their ability to rebound back into that postpartum, fine. Jen, yeah, no, what she has on her side is that she's literally 25. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever heard mom talk about the baby she had at 24 versus the baby she had at 34, it was a hell of a lot easier to get back into regular life after me versus after you. So that is the one thing Jen has on her side is youth.
Yeah.
And that hopefully she can bounce back. But it's also her third baby.
Yeah. At 25 is just bananas.
Well, that is a whole other topic of conversation. But just the thought of her, like, dancing that many hours every day at 2 months postpartum makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
For her.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's crazy.
That's crazy to me. But let's play, who do we want them to be with?
I could see Whitney with, like, Gleb.
Yeah, I think Whitney needs somebody that is going to put her in her place.
Yeah.
Not somebody that she could walk over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like Gleb is a good choice. I feel like, Sasha is not a bad choice. I think Pasha for Jen. That's my pick.
Oh, yeah. I would say Pasha or Ezra.
Yeah. That's cute.
Yeah.
I feel like Pasha, they're just, like, short and cute and, like, almost, like, rule-following. You know what I mean? Like,
Pasha, the thing with Pasha, though, is, like, he deserves a win so badly.
Yeah.
And he, time and time again, just, like, has gotten the short end of the stick.
Has he ever won?
No.
Oh. But it goes back to what we were talking about before, after they announced Alex. Which one?
Alex Earl.
Alex Earl.
Oh, yeah.
I keep fucking up which one is which.
I see Alex with Pasha, too. She's going to be good. I can already see it, yeah.
I thought we talked about that she was going to be awkward. That she was going to be, like...
I think she's going to be awkward, kind of how Brooke was.
Yeah.
But then she's going to... I feel like she's going to, like, come out of her shell. Okay. The thing with Alex is Alex has, like, so much, like... That she's not going to be nervous. Like, I don't think.
Right, because she's used to being, like,
whereas, like, stage. Brooke, like...
No, I don't think Brooke was nervous. I think she was just awkward. I think she was just... She actually wasn't good at dancing. She was just hot.
Yeah. Sorry, guys, I'm really cold, so I have a blankie.
Bundle it up. But anyway, So, what I was going to say is this whole, like, release, instead of this one big day, right? Like, last year, there was this one day that they released all the names, and we, like, talked about it on the pod. And this year, it's, like, they're sprinkling them out.
Yeah, I know. Well, so they also just announced that for Summer House, which I know you don't watch Summer House, but someone who's, like, a pretty big influencer is being invited to the Summer House next summer. Everyone's like, who is it? So that's also kind of tea.
Also kind of tea. Did you actually watch the reunion Secret Lives?
No, I never even finished the season. I have no care to.
Okay.
It does not entertain me.
Okay.
And I literally know everything from social media, so why do I need to?
There were some other things in the reunion that weren't in social media.
Yeah, I don't really... Okay. Shit, I have a bruise on my foot.
Oh my god, y'all. Allie's falling apart down here.
I dropped my garbage can on it. Ow.
What?
Anyways.
Okay. Anything else you're watching? Love Island?
Yeah, Love Island, obvi. Wild shit. No, that's gotta be it.
Okay. We watched, I can't believe I hadn't seen it yet. We watched Moana 2 this week as a family. We've been trying to watch Disney movies as we get ready for going to Disney and trying to, like, introduce Lila to Disney movies. Mm-hmm. And so she loved Moana, and then we were like, oh, we should watch Moana 2. And I think I was not as excited to watch it because it had gotten, like, not as good of reviews as the first one. But I really liked it. The music was not done by the same guy, and so it was not as good. It just wasn't as good, and that's fine. But I loved the storyline, and she has a little sister, and she's so cute. And so they have to be, like, 10 years apart. Cute. So, like, Moana and her little sister are sisters like us.
Cute. I know.
She's too cute. And there's, like, other new characters, too. And it's so fun. So I liked it. As sequels go, like... Not Disney's worst sequel.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They gotta chill on the sequels, though, sometimes. Usually they're not good.
No, usually they're not good. Like, with the exception of, like, Toy Story.
Yeah.
most of the time the sequels are not good. And no, it wasn't as good as the first one, but it was still, I liked it. I would watch it again, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, sometimes I feel like the sequels, like, I watch it once and I'm like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm good. Using?
Yeah.
I know. I didn't come very prepared this week.
I didn't either.
So I don't really have any good things for some of these other categories.
Yeah.
I also can't think of anything that I'm buying.
Yeah, I'm really not buying anything. Like, I...
Which is good.
Yeah, I've already, you know, paid off a good chunk of my credit card, so...
You look ridiculous right now in that blanket.
Oh, I'm using your goal sheet.
Ooh, plug for the Goals with Lakin Planner.
Goals with Lakin Planner.
And... Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm using.
I love that. Eating? Okay, I'll go. This is not new, but I don't think maybe I have mentioned this on the pod before, but it was brought up again this week in a different way, and so that's why I'm talking about it. We bring back tortillas from Texas because there are not as good of tortillas here. Now, I bet if we went to some, like, localized shop, like, not Mariano's,
yeah,
we could find delicious tortillas. But at the regular grocery stores here, they're not as good as the ones from Texas. Mm-hmm. So we get them from HEB, if you know, you know, and freeze them and then bring them home. And this week, Sam made quesadillas. I don't know why we, like, always forget about quesadillas being, like,
a thing. But he didn't know how to make one.
Well, I was not going to throw him under the bus like that. But yes, he did not know how to make it to start. But then once he figured it out, they were delicious.
It's good.
And that was, like, one of my favorite things I ate this week. Was that quesadilla. It was so good.
I'm supposed to make, which is probably not going to happen until tomorrow now, because...
Yeah, I don't know when you're going grocery shopping today.
Well, no, I have the groceries.
Oh.
I was going to make, which maybe I'll talk about it next week, actually. I was going to make chicken parm tacos, which sound weird, but, like, I think they're going to be gas.
That sounds weird.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Like, that doesn't sound like things I want in a taco.
Well, it's more of like a, you, like, put the chicken on the tortilla and then cook the chicken with the tortilla. So it's like a crispy, like, it's not like, it's not like a soft shell, like, with chicken and, like, marinara sauce.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have to report back.
Yeah.
And let us know.
But I feel like my main thing that I love to eat right now is pasta salad. It's, like, my favorite thing about the summer.
Yeah.
I love pasta salad. Yeah, so eating pasta salad, I've decided.
Pasta salad. The rest of our meal plan this week is we're going to do chicken Caesar wraps again.
Yum.
And then I feel like you've been here before when I've made it, but we make, like, a, basically, like, a beef and broccoli in the crock pot.
No.
I feel like you've been here when we made that. But it's so easy, and it's literally, like, you put the beef in there with all the, like, soy sauce and broth and garlic and, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, send me the rest.
And then when it's almost done, you add in, I do frozen broccoli because it's just easier.
Yeah.
And then make a side of rice, and you're done.
Yeah.
So easy. Those are our meal plans for the week.
So, yeah, I meal plan, like, middle of the week. Like, I go Wednesday to Wednesday.
Is that because that's when you meet with your nutritionist?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We do, like, a regular week because Sam, he literally just got back. He goes grocery shopping on Sundays.
Yeah, that sounds brutal. Grocery shopping on Sundays Sunday. Is not for the week.
No.
That's a brutal, brutal experience.
But it's
also already an overstimulating place, let alone overstimulating with a lot of people.
On the weekend, yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
So. But I'm hungry. Because we're talking about food.
Oops. Although, I could also say that meal we had last night was delicious.
Yeah.
At Cortino.
Yeah.
So good.
So good.
So good.
So gas. It's just so, like, warm and...
Yeah. Actually, my least favorite thing was the gnocchi, which is not normal. Normally, I love a gnocchi. I mean, it was good.
My least favorite was honestly the penne alla vodka. I remembered it being better.
Yeah, that would be my next one. And then I did love that tortellini. That tortellini was so good.
It's insane. It was so good. Like, changes my life every time.
And then the chicken parm was...
Yeah, I was just so full. I couldn't even...
I know. The chicken parm, we ordered it, and it came, like, at the very end, and we were already trying to...
Yeah.
Explode.
But yeah, on the verge of explosion.
We definitely didn't eat all that food and the appetizers. Yeah. That was a problem, but...
Yeah.
That's okay. It was delicious.
Yeah. It was worth it, for sure.
So... Last night, also, when we were at Redhead, I realized another generational difference was, to some extent, music. Now, I think Mom did a pretty decent job of raising us on, like, knowing oldies and, like, other things. But when you didn't know the song, "You're the meaning in my life, you're the inspiration," I was like, Allie...
Yeah, I've literally never heard that.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. But last night I was literally thinking about that. I was like, oh, baby. I mean, that song was popular when, like, Mom was our age, but...
Our age?
Whatever.
What age? Which one?
I don't know. I don't know. When did that song come out? Let's see. Okay, well, that song came out in 1984. So literally the year Mom graduated high school. So... Maybe closer to your age than my age.
That's wild.
Wild. I thought about bringing this up last week and then didn't, but maybe. Did you see, what made me think of it was because Brooks was there at Jeff Bezos' wedding. Did you see anything on Jeff Bezos' wedding?
No.
Okay, so he got married, I think it was in Italy, and spent like an exorbitant, disgusting, unnecessarily amount of money. On
Valid.
His wedding.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, he has more money than like any human should ever have in their entire lifetime. And so I saw a comparison that said if he, like, his net worth to like a regular average American's net worth would be if they spent $17 on their wedding. That's how little that amount is to him.
Wait, I need to see this.
You want to fact check me?
No, I need
to see this wedding out. Well, I mean, it included, like, you know, all of the travel, private jets for people to get there, and, like, boats and, all, you know, all kinds of shenanigans.
$50 million.
Yeah, $50 million. So $50 million to Jeff Bezos is, like, $17 to the average American.
Oh, yeah, this was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was, maybe like 2 weeks ago, because I was going to talk about it last week and then
didn't. Yeah, I do remember this.
But I remember, like, scrolling through the, like, attendees and being like, Brooks? Like, why is she there?
Wait, Brooks?
From Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Brooks. Were we saying Brooke before?
No.
We were saying
Brooks.
We were saying Brooke before when we were talking about it.
Whatever.
I didn't realize it was Brooks. Are you sure it's Brooks?
I'm pretty sure it's Brooks.
Oh, yeah, it is Brooks. Damn.
Not weird? Kind of a weird name.
Wait, she was there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm moving so slow. Maybe we need to have a wedding episode where we talk about, like, trends, and we can talk about, like, Lindsay's wedding. I don't know.
I mean, didn't we already talk about Lindsay's wedding?
But, like...
I mean, does that need to be, like, a specific episode? Are there any wedding trends you're noticing that are interesting or things that you like that people are doing or things that you like that people... Or things that people are doing that you don't like?
Yes. So, on my Cloud9 TikTok, I post, like, wedding trends I'm falling for.
Okay.
So, blurry photos...
That's not me.
I love that. Small bridal parties.
What's small?
Four.
Four total or four each?
Four each.
Okay.
Max. Just like to be a lot. Floral veils.
Pretty.
Lace.
Mm-hmm.
Bathroom photos. candid shots, bold colors, cascading bouquets.
Pretty.
I like a paddle toss when they're walking down the aisle. And I've said I like unique cakes, so cakes with like fruit or like something like that.
Not cake shaped like buildings?
No.
Hey! Sorry. Our cake was very unique!
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. Just like cool bouquets, I think, are really cool. Boutonnieres that all look different. Film style photos, like getting ready photos. Unique seating.
Oh, that's cool.
I think is cool. Really long veils. Like if you're gonna have a veil, like make it long, make it dramatic. You only wear it for like
the 30 minutes.
Yeah. Old school photo booths. Minimal ceremony decor. Like, I feel like, why are we spending money on ceremony decor when it's 15 minutes big? Right. Like,
yeah.
And then I've said,
unless you're gonna like repurpose it, right? Like,
yeah. I love the idea of like having your flower girls hold your train.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. And like stationery that's really detailed.
You need flower girls older than
20 minutes. And patterns. I feel like patterns aren't used enough, and I think patterns would be really pretty. Like pattern plates, pattern chargers, pattern linens, napkins.
Yeah.
Just like cool. Add some like. And then one of the things I do like is like, I like a memorial table.
Yep.
But I think it's better to view it as like a generations of love table and just have like wedding photos from like grandparents and like kind of like that way. Like, I think it being like in loving memory is kind of like, that's kind of sad.
It is, but it's also, so I think the in loving memory to me and the way we used it was people that we kind of expected would make it to our wedding, if that makes sense. Like, your great-grandparents, like, no. Like, they weren't, they, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But, like, my Mima died way too young. Like, right. She should have been there. And, like, that, so, for us, we didn't have that many people because it was just, like, the handful of...
Yeah, I think it's, yeah, it just depends.
Yeah.
You know?
I definitely get when, I've seen some where there's, like, a lot. Mm-hmm. And you're like,
I like the idea of like saving a seat.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know. I think that's situational, but I think I love a generations of love table.
Yeah. I like that too. I think where that becomes hard is, well, first off, digging up those photos sometimes is tough.
Yeah.
And then if you like can get one side and not the other, and then it's like awkward and whatever. And then I guess you don't put, like, your divorced parents.
Yeah, the divorce, yeah, situation
kind of makes it more complicated.
A little bit more complicated, yeah. But I don't know. Those are just some things
that
I like. There are things I don't like, but...
You want to share any of those?
I
mean, it's not a judgment. If people do the things, I mean, do what you want.
Regular photo booths, I'm just, like, not a fan of anymore. Like, I think they're just, like...
See, here's why I'm going to tell you that I like it. I think, first off, I don't know how much Andrew Lindsay's cost. My videographer added it on for $200. It's a really inexpensive way to add something to the space and an activity for people to do, whatever.
Yeah.
I also did custom props. So we had like AZD and a pie, and we had a longhorn. We had a Charlie. We had a Statue of Liberty. I think that's fun. I think it's also a way for people to get photos that day without asking people to take them. Like, they can get a photo. Like Sam and I like a photo booth when I can take a singular photo and send it to myself. So Sam and I can get a cute photo of us without asking somebody to take it when we're guests at weddings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's fine. You can, I mean, I don't care. I like a photo booth, a regular photo booth. I guess, like, the opposite, right? Like, I have seen people with, like, giant wedding parties, like, 10 on each side.
Oh, 10 isn't even, I wouldn't even consider giant. Like, that, I see that so often, it's insane. Like,
What's the biggest you've seen?
Oh, probably, like, 14 or 15. Like, I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? Yeah, I mean, if you have that many people, that's, it's just, it makes it so difficult.
Yeah, getting that number of people in pictures and in the...
And, like, whatever. Don't feel bad about, like, not asking everybody to be your bridesmaid. Like, it's a lot to be a bridesmaid.
It is.
And sometimes people
lot.
Are like, oh, okay, like, you know, I can just kind of roll up at the wedding.
Right.
Like, you know, and you can have, like, your people, like, getting ready with you and not be, like...
Right, you could include people in special ways. That's not...
Yeah.
Not being a bridesmaid.
Yeah, like, Lindsay had, like, all of her, like, best friends wear something blue.
Yeah, and had them there, had them take a professional picture and, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, had it be a thing without them having a giant bridal party. Mm-hmm. It also gets hard, and we struggle with this too. We almost did four on each side, and then ultimately expanded it to six.
Six is totally
fine. First off, I couldn't do an odd number.
Yeah.
Like, that is weird to me. I don't know. I don't understand why people do that.
I mean, I do, like, uneven sides all the time, too.
Well, both an odd number of people per side, because then it's when it's a picture of just, like, you and your girls... If it's an odd number, like, on either side, like, that's weird to me. And then B, yeah, they had to be the same number. And so then it becomes this, like, well, if I have this person, then I have to have this person. If I have this person, I have to have this person. And so that's why we, like, toyed with, like...
Yeah, and I think that's the thing is, like, you don't, though.
No, you don't. And no, you don't, like, but it... Then just err on the smaller side is what I was saying. Like, we almost just did four because it was, like, it would just have been simpler. Yeah. But, yeah. I mean, six isn't... crazy. All right, y'all. It might be time for Allie's nap.
Yeah.
If you made it all the way to the end, come with the little tired emoji.
No, the one that's sleepy with the Z's.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay.
I don't know. I guess I think of him as like the tired emoji, but... Mm. Okay. Well. The little face with the Z's. The sleeping emoji.
Good to know.
And... if you are watching on YouTube, the link for our event, let us know if you can come, is in the description. If you're watching, Spotify has a link section as well, so it's there as well. But also, we're going to link it in our Instagram profile. So come to Instagram, let us know if you're coming to the event in August, and we can't wait to meet you.
Yay!
Yay! Okay, cheers. With our water. You look very goofy. Why was I saying that weird? We talked about blah, 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 blah.
You're not putting that in there.
Oh,
I can't really think of anything. Oh my god, this is so distracting.
Yeah, that's what allows us. Yeah.